This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This hour, the head of the pipeline company hit by that ransomware attack last month will go before a Senate committee and explain Colonial Pipeline's decision to pay the hackers millions. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The company admitted paying about $4 million in Bitcoin to the hackers. Now, acting Northern California U.S. Attorney Stephanie Hines says a specialized Justice Department task force got much of that back.
The extortionists will never see this money.
This is their first operation to recover cryptocurrency. It's viewed as a rare victory against ransomware attackers who have targeted critical industries around the world. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
New this morning from the Senate, an investigation into the attack on the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. Our Julie Walker says the report did not mention the former President Trump's role in calling for his supporters to fight to overturn his election defeat.
The bipartisan review found broad government, military, and law enforcement missteps before the attack. It also found a breakdown within multiple intelligence agencies and a lack of training and preparation. The senators criticized the FBI and Homeland Security for downplaying online threats and for not issuing formal intelligence bulletins. The report recommends giving the Capitol Police Chief more authority, giving better equipment to law enforcement, and streamlining intelligence gathering. It does not look at root causes, including the role played by Trump, as he called for his supporters to fight like hell to overturn his defeat. I'm Julie Walker.
The suspects in the road rage shooting that killed a 6-year-old boy last month on a Southern California freeway will hear the charges against them in court today. The man and his girlfriend have been jailed for a lack of $1 million bail each. This is AP News. Now to the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Here's our Mike Hempen.
U.S. troops most likely won't be completely out of Afghanistan until after July 4th. Officials say the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than 50% complete. The troops who are needed to secure and execute the withdrawal will be among the last to leave. As early as this week, the top U.S. commander for the Middle East, General Frank McKenzie, will provide Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin with a range of military options for securing the U.S. embassy in Afghanistan and providing counterterrorism support from outside the country once the troops are gone. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Several websites went offline briefly after an outage at the cloud service company Fastly. Among the websites that were down for a time, the New York Times, CNN, and some Amazon sites, Reddit, and the British government's homepage. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.